Mr. Speaker, the whole country was shocked to learn on the night of the Prime Minister arriving at the European Council that the European Union is demanding a back payment from the UK of a staggering £1.7 billion. Can I ask the Chancellor, because the Prime Minister was unclear on this last week, just how long before the Council meeting did he and his ministers and officials learn the UK was going to be asked to pay more, and why on earth didn't he tell the Prime Minister?
Well, first of all, can I say it's very good to see the Shadow Chancellor in his place. We heard these disturbing rumours there'd be a Shadow Cabinet reshuffle, and we waited nervously by the phones, but we're absolutely delighted he's still in his place. And let me answer his question very directly. There was a meeting in the Commission on the 17th of October, Friday the 17th. Treasury officials on Tuesday the 21st of October prepared advice for me, and the Prime Minister was aware of the advice on Thursday the 23rd of October. That is very similar to the timetable that the Dutch government have set out.
Mr. Ed Balls.
ONS revisions were months before. The Financial Secretary knew weeks before. The Chancellor knew only 2 days before, and he still forgot to tell the Prime Minister. Wasn't he just asleep on the job, Mr. Speaker? Let me ask him another question about the way in which Europe is affecting the public finances. The government promised to get net migration down to the tens of thousands. On the latest figures, net migration is 243,000 and up 38% on the previous year. Can the Chancellor confirm that his budget forecasts for net migration have been revised not down but up? And can he tell the House what is his assumption for net migration for the 2015 public finance forecasts?
Well, first of all, the reason there's been an increase in European migration is because this British economy is succeeding. Well, the economies in Europe, sadly, are not. And, of course, that is why we want to seek a different relationship with the European Union, to take into account that and other features of our relationship. I notice that the last Labour Chancellor now supports a referendum on Britain's membership of the European Union. But the Shadow Chancellor does not. The truth is this: we will set out our forecasts, as we do in the Independent Office for Budget Responsibility, but the idea that Labour would get a better deal in Europe is total fantasy, alongside his fantasy that they left us with a golden economic legacy, that he has been right all along and everyone else is wrong. There's now a vacancy, because the Honourable Member for Lewis has resigned, for a conspiracy theorist of the Home Office. He should apply.